Father, we ask that today you will breathe upon this service. We ask that not one person will leave here the same way they have come. Change somebody's story. Give somebody a reason to realize that there is no alternative to you. Thank you for the privilege of being called your own. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. In Jesus' precious name. Anyone excited to be here? Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Give him a bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. The Lord will perfect his will in your life in Jesus' name. One more time, we bring greetings to you from America, from Houston, Texas. Did you anybody see the fire that fell in that place? I believe that you will receive a dose of your own fire today. In the name of Jesus. The conclusion is that the world is hungry for God. The earth, the whole of the earth. And me and you will do our best to ensure that we don't disappoint our generation by releasing the fire that is needed worldwide. This morning you will receive the overflow of your own. In Jesus' name. Help me shake the hands of three people. Welcome them to the presence of the Lord as you take your seat in Jesus' name.
Lord, my heart is in your hands. Use me, Lord, to do your will. Do all that you want to do, Lord, in my life. Lord, I'm willing to do all you want me to do.
Quickly, in this blessing Sunday of our month of prayer, I want to speak very quickly on the subject, the blessedness of prayer. The blessedness of prayer. Our objective is to understand the power of prayer to bless the life of the prayerful. The power of prayer to bless. In 1 Chronicles chapter 4 and in verse 9 and 10, the Bible said, and Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou would bless me indeed, thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thy hand might be with me, and that thou would keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. By way of introduction, the way of prayer is the way of the blessing. And people who know prayer will become people who know the blessing. The way of prayer is the way of the blessing. Any man, any woman who knows prayer will know the blessing of God. We have examples in scripture. We're just looking at one now. First of all, prayer changed the life of Jabez. It changed the life and the fortune of Jabez. Also, Daniel, the man of prayer, according to Daniel chapter 6 and in verse 10, the man with a consistent prayer life, was also Daniel the blessed. He was so blessed that he remained in power for 71 years. Different administrations came. Different administrations left. But Daniel remained relevant. Somebody shall remain relevant like that. You believe that? Say aloud, amen. Very quickly, we shall zero down on the life of Jabez. The blessedness that came to Jabez from the life of prayer. But the situation of Jabez was very, very pathetic. Bible says Jabez was more honorable. The word Jabez actually means sorrow. The word honorable, like most Greek words, have both a positive and a negative meaning. The word honorable at first means, positively means honor. Negatively it means burdensome. What will make a man or a woman or a parent to identify their child as a burden is a challenge. But what followed Jabez, followed him from the womb of his mom, followed him from birth. Anything could have happened that led to such a name. Maybe it was a terrible pregnancy. I heard a story of a man whose wife died while giving birth to the last child. And that man hated that child almost to death. Something like, who are you to be born at the expense of my wife's life? Nobody knows what happened. Maybe a thing like that. Maybe the marriage ended with the birth of the child. But whatever it was, There was a circumstance around the birth of Jabez that necessitated the identity they gave him, and that affected his growth and affected his results, and that pushed him to the place of prayer. Beloved brothers and sisters, whatever be your situation and whatever be your circumstance, whatever be your history and your story, I believe it is changing today. I may not be talking to everybody, but there are those who can relate to Jabez right now. That everything about your childhood and about your growing up look as if things were negative. But I announce today, I decree, the change of story is coming your way right now. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. There were 5 requests that Jabez asked God for, that God granted. And I'm going to itemize them one by one. Once we have done that, we'll look at lessons from the life of Jabez. And we are through in this morning. First, request for blessing indeed. Oh, that thou would bless me indeed. What is blessing indeed? Request for blessing indeed. Request, that is request for undeniable, evidential, visible blessing. Undeniable, evidential, visible blessing. Father, bring me to a point where I don't need to tell anybody that I'm blessed. It's like the situation in Isaiah chapter 61 and in verse 9. It said their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord has blessed. Bring me to a point of undeniable, the point of evidential, the point of
visible blessing.
Let me not be telling people that God has changed my life. Let them see it. It's like the situation in Zechariah chapter 8, I believe it's in verse 23, where he said that many will hold the skirt. And thus said a lot of us, in those days, it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold out of the languages of the nations, even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. There is something about you that makes us want to follow you to your goal. I don't know who I'm speaking to here this morning, but that blessing shall be evidential very shortly. That was request for blessing indeed. Number 2 was request for enlargement of coast. That you would enlarge my coast. Enlargement of coast. There may be people here today. You can place the scriptures still. Oh, that thou would bless me indeed. And enlarge my coast. Enlargement of coast is saying, I know that things can be bigger than it is. I know that life can be larger than it is. I know that I have a potential for a life that is bigger than what I am experiencing. There are many people in life today. Something in you tells you that your potential is bigger than your reality. That your possibility is bigger than your reality. That there is much more to life than what you are seeing. There is much more to life than what you are experiencing. And Jabez went to God. That God would enlarge his coast. That something bigger exists. How many of us? Is there somebody here who bears witness? You know that. Yes, thank God for where things are, but you know that there's a possibility for something bigger. Your potential, what is inside you, there is a craving inside you that is bigger. And you are going to step there. And you are going to step there. If you are saying amen, say loud amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest, say amen. As I grew up as a young Christian, I was very, very, very restless. I knew there was more to Christian life and more to God and more to everything than what I was experiencing. One day, I went for a program. They were having a night vigil in the church somewhere. And my wife and I, we attended. And the fire was so much. I submitted my name for a special number. and they didn't agree. And for lack of what to do in that night vigil, the vigil ended by 3 a.m. I just had to go and explode. In the university in those days, I would have a revelation burning inside me. I don't know what to do about it. I would just go from room to room to some of our people. I would just drop a bomb. When it starts boiling, I will move and go to the other person. That was how I was distributing fire. It didn't start today. So you have something. There's something in you that knows that something is. And Jabez prayed, enlarge my coast. I know there is something bigger than this, and I believe somebody is stepping into that realm of enlargement. If you are the one, say a louder amen. Number 3 was the request for the placement of the hand of God on his life. That your hand will be with me. Hand being with him is synonymous with the help of God. That is, I am tired of my own effort. I have made efforts that had not produced. I need your hand on my life. Let your hand be with me. I am in need of the helping hand of God. I am at the end of my own effort. Psalm 121 and in verse 1, I will look up to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and the earth. Have you ever come to the point in your life where you appear helpless? Where you appear in need of help? Where your effort, your best effort has not produced the result? I need a helping hand from above now. That was where Jabez was. God granted his request. Number 4 was request to be kept from evil. That thou will keep me from evil. I don't know what that looks like, but it appeared to me like it was request for the breaking of the cycle of evil cycles. Keep me from evil. Keep me from evil. I am tired of evil cycles. It's like, Father, deliver me from negative patterns. Frustrate negative patterns in my life. Frustrate evil cycles in my life. Like that girl. I am tired of stepping into relationship only for it to end in frustration. I am tired. Rising only to crash at the end. Deliver me from evil. It's a request to be kept from evil. And the final request was the request for deliverance from grief. That you keep me from evil, that it will not grieve me. What is that talking about? It's talking about that word grief is also the word used for pain. I am asking for the dissolution of pain. I am asking for rescue from hurt. I don't want pain again. I don't want hurt again. Naturally, the cycle, evil pattern, negative pattern will lead to pain, will lead to hurt. I don't want discomfort again. And God granted him that which he requested. There is somebody seated here today. What you are requesting from God today, I see them granted. If you are saying amen, say it louder, amen. If you are saying amen, say it louder, amen. I want to prophesy brutally with apostolic and prophetic mantle. And decree today that somebody stepping out of here, the blessing that is going to come on your life is a blessing Sunday. The blessing that is going to come on your life shall be visible. It shall be undeniable. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. It shall be visible. It shall be undeniable. Hey! It shall be visible. It shall be undeniable. It shall be visible. That place we went in Pittsburgh, the man of God, we met for the first time last year. They have been watching us for a long time. Watches us up till today. He says, since you stepped here last year till now, everything has changed. Everything has changed. Everything has changed. It's so visible, it's so tangible, almost unbelievable. Where they have the church where I preached, the property is worth $15 million, was given to them for nothing. Nothing. And the That's, they are showing you the and the person, and the people, the person, it was only after they got it that they realized who got it. So the seller took them to court. Somebody bought it from the seller and handed it to the church. And the person said, "Is church? No way." Went to court that this program that I went for should not hold. Oh yes, to get a court injunction. That it would disturb the neighborhood. Disturb the peace. Immobilize the neighbors. They went to court. While publicity was on, Chris was in court. The pastor sent me a message. He said they are going to court. I said, go ahead. Victory. The judge ruled in the favor of the church. The place has inside it a 5-star hotel. Literally 5-star facility on the ground. Recently renovated at the cost of $4 million by the former owner. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Undeniable. It's a shock. The wife of the man who handed over the thing was around us, just hanging around us. Said, "My husband loves you so much." Hallelujah. Another person 2 years ago told the man, "I have an aircraft that in 2 years' time I can give to you to move around with for programs." He said he thought it was a play. The same time that the building was coming, the same time the plane arrived. Falcon 50. The man said, "All you need to do is to fuel it. Maintenance is on me. Anything." Level deal. So he went on his knees in a hurry for his second prayer. Last year's prayer, he was on the ground for 1 hour. That's the pastor. Yes. This year his father said, "Thank you for praying for my son. Can you pray for me too?" He went on his knees. I went with him. Because the father is an evangelist who raised his son in the way of the Lord. Undeniable, visible. I prophesy today. I say, if this can produce outside, it's producing here. I decree today, blessings that are undeniable, blessings that are visible, that everyone will see and know that your God is real, is coming your way right now. I prophesy enlargement of coast. That thing that makes you feel like life can be bigger than this. I prophesy your enlargement right now in the name of Jesus. And I decree that today you shall receive the hand of the Lord upon your life. The help of the Lord is coming your way. Shout the Lord and say amen. Every cycle of evil, every pattern of that is negative in your life before today, by this blessing Sunday, the pattern is broken. I decree your rescue from pain, your rescue from hurt, in Jesus' precious name. Help me walk to five people, shake their hands, tell them congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. Your blessing shall be visible. 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 Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. Your blessing shall be visible. 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 Give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout of praise. Please be seated. Somebody already blessed, say amen. There are 10 lessons I want us to draw from the life of Jabez on this issue. And we're going to look at 5 in this service and 5 in the next service. And the first thing is, number one, that identity is prophecy for destiny. When the name they call a person is prophesying their future, identity. Identity affects reality. Confession brings possession. When you are calling a person's name, you are confessing something. What you say determines what you see. Be careful the things you say. Be careful the things you confess. What you are called can affect what you will become. So beware what you are called. Beware of what you agree to be called. We have in our society today, from the place I've come from and even around the world, names that are so terrible. Grew up with a young man whose name was Born to Death. Born for Die. Born to Die or Born to Death. Something. Of course, he's not alive today. Something like Omabolu. Born for Loss. Born for Wastage. There are plenty. In all languages, the names are plenty. Another one says they did me. Another one says rejected. Please, if the name does not describe your future, reject it. No name is a fixed deposit. Paul the Apostle was a very dangerous man of impact. So his correct name. My name, the local one, I mean the native one, means he is on the field. On the farm. From its root. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Identity. Somebody met us, a medical doctor and the wife. You see, you people are looking so young. All the stress and all the things you are going through, you are still looking as young as like this. I said, yes, that's what I've been saying. That I am in my 20s. Just that I have almost about 30 years experience of being on the same age. Hallelujah. And the wife said yes, that even there's a medical research that is showing something in that regard. In the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ the resurrected Lord, I declare every negative label on your life that is affecting your life, I declare it canceled now. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Negative identity canceled in the name of Jesus. Number two. It says, never use the present to judge the future. In fact, never consult your history to conclude on your destiny. They used the history of Jabez to conclude on the destiny of Jabez. There is nothing in your past that is permitted to decide your future. And you must never cooperate with a negative past to agree to a negative future. Do you hear what I said? Never cooperate with a negative past to agree to a negative future. All of us have past that are negative. In one way or the other. Path of rejection. Somebody like us. You won't understand. Path of all manner of things. Where people didn't give you any opportunity to become anything. To fail or succeed. And they have concluded that you will amount to nothing. Never use the present to judge the future. Never consult your history to conclude on your destiny. That was the mistake they made for Jabez. The sorrowful circumstance around his birth was used to decide what he will become. Today is rendered null and void in Jesus' name. Number five, or rather number three, that's myself and the older man in prayer there. Number four, what number are we? Number three. Life is the product of personal responsibility. Personal. Jabez became personally responsible for the events of his life. If this is the best my mother can do or my father to give me such a terrible name, I will be responsible for changing it. Life is the product of personal responsibility. Meaning that responsibility begets possibility. If anything will be possible for your life, you must become responsible for it. Somebody must become responsible for something to become possible. Receive the grace to be responsible. Receive the grace to be responsible. Receive the grace to be responsible. Shout the loudest amen. Number four. Don't never leave yourself where you found yourself. Especially if it is negative. Never leave yourself where you found yourself. Especially if it is negative. Jabez found himself in very negative situations. But he decided never to leave himself there. Another way to say it is, never accept your position as your destination. Don't turn your position into your destination. Don't turn where you are into where you will end.
Don't allow your condition to become your portion. From the days of John the Baptist till now, the kingdom of heaven suffer violence, and the violent take it by force. I see somebody taking it by force today. And if you are the one, say aloud, amen. Finally, if you can pray, you can win. Hey! And Jabez called on the God of heaven. And he said, Lord, you must change my life. If you can pray, you can win. Also, if you can pray, things can change. If you can pray, you can win. If you can pray, things can change. The man who kneels before God can stand before anything. Finally, everything bows for the one who bows to God. If you can pray, you can win. If you can pray, things can change. On the first night of the program, Micah Stampley was just literally crying and crying and weeping throughout. So at the end of the program, he said to me, he said, I was just weeping and weeping throughout. I couldn't help it. I said, who beat you? What happened? He said, the glory was too heavy. Then he looked at me and he said, it looks like the only thing you know how to do is just to fast and pray. He said, that is the only reason that can explain such an atmosphere. That's a worshiper who has been in worship ministry for almost 30 something years. Stepping into a climate that breaks him down permanently. He is not far from the truth. Prayer is inside it. Before I went for that hosting conference, almost a whole week, there was no appetite. At least I'm aware of 5 clear days of nothing entering them out. I'm still on. I mean, that is, do you understand what I'm saying? If you can pray, you can win. If you can, you see, don't let before this month is over, we are going to look at various dynamics in prayer and various processes and triggers to pull. Because at times the devil wants to make you feel like your prayer is not working or your prayer cannot work. But that devil is a bastard. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, I will hear from heaven and hear their prayer. Hear me. If your prayers before now had not been answered in previous years, particularly this month and in this year, it shall be answered and over answered. Stand up on your feet and shout the loudest amen. Stand up on your feet and shout the loudest amen. Shout amen at the top of your voice. A louder believer's amen. Help me walk to 5 people. Shake their hands and tell them, if you can pray, you can win. 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 Tell 5 other people, tell them, and you are going to win today, and you are winning 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 today. Hallelujah. We are going to do the practicality for 5 minutes. Don't let anything drive you crazy. Let things drive you pray. Hey!
Did you hear what I just said? Don't let things drive you crazy.
Let them drive you.
Pray. Whatever has driven you into prayer has driven you into answer. Has driven you. Jabez was not driven crazy by his situation. Jabez was driven praying. Take your seat. Let's use the highlights. That's right. Pray. I think it will be pray. I think two E's will be enough at the end of the why. Hallelujah. Let's charge ourselves with the clips from American conference. Can you quickly rush through it very fast? Mahashatokolaya.
And people want to understand it's like a twist.
They can't forecast you. Forecasters can't forecast. They don't know where you are going next. Because you are camped with God. Life is permanently and perpetually on the go. You are permanently on the go. When people think you are finished, you are just beginning. You are just beginning. You are just starting. When people think you have achieved so much, they just realize that you are just beginning. Because you know that for as long as you have not seen Jesus face to face, your journey is not over.
it, everybody. Clap your hands, Ali. Shout to the Lord in the voice of triumph.
But God is the only reason why you will move and keep moving. And people want to understand it like the twist that the tornado
will come forecast you. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Did you see the fire there? Are you ready to fire up your spirit right now? Alright, let's go. Lift your hands and say after me and say, Father.
Father.
We are going to take those 5 points within a minute each. 5 points within a minute each. What Jabez prayed to God, we are going to ask. Say, Father, thank you for your word to me today. I am requesting for your blessing indeed. Evidential, visible, undeniable blessing. I receive now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Pray, pray. Place it on the screen. Place it on the screen. I request for blessing in you. I request for the undeniable, evidential, visible blessing. I request today. I request today. In Jesus' precious name. Say after me and say, Father,
Father,
I request for enlargement of course in my life.
I know
there is more
to my life
than what I see now.
I ask
for the enlargement of course on all sides in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Father, I ask for the enlargement of course on every side. On every side. I ask for the enlargement of course on every side. Side in my life, in the name that is above every name. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lift your voice and your hands and after me say, Father,
Father,
I ask that your hand
will be with me.
Father,
Father,
I make demands
on your helping hand
for my effort. In the name of Jesus. Father, I receive
your hand
of help. I receive your hand of help. I receive your hand of help. I receive your hand of help. I receive your hand of help. I receive your hand of help. I receive your hand of help. Lift your voice and speak to God. I receive your hand of help. I receive your hand of help. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands and say after me, say, Father,
Father,
I ask that you keep me from evil.
Keep me from evil.
I request
for the breaking,
of every cycle
of evil,
every negative pattern in my life. Break it.
Break it.
I receive
deliverance
from evil. Now, open your mouth and pray. Let's go.
In Jesus' precious name. Finally, see, Father, I receive deliverance from grief, from pain, from hurt, from discomfort. I receive complete freedom and deliverance from pain, from hurt, from discomfort. I receive now. Open your mouth, pray, pray, pray. Precious name. Lift up your hands and receive the hand of God upon your life, and also receive the overflow of the fire from these conferences.
You are my everything to the Lord.
You are my Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Lift your hands everywhere you are.
That your hand will be with me. Get ready for the release of his hand. Get ready for the release of fire. You lift your hands, and when I say the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream, I receive, and place the hand on your head and begin to blast in tongues. Father, let your hand be released. Let your power be released. Let your grace be released. Receive the impartation of his hand. Receive the touch of his hand. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3. Receive, 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 receive. Open your mouth. Father, we give you the praise. Something just happened. Something just happened. Those five things, they'll be coming forward still in prophetic declaration, but something just happened. This week will be the most remarkable week of your year. We're following up this week with a mid-year fast. Give the Lord the praise. And the scripture that I saw, Haggai chapter 2 verse 9, the glory of this leather house shall be greater than of the former. This was the way I heard it. The glory of this leather house.
Hey!
Not just leather house, but leather half, second half.
Yes, yes,
shall
yes,
be
yes.
greater than the former, the first half.
So we title it Greater Glory Fast. For 7 days, starts Monday the 8th, which is as soon as tomorrow. For very, very active participation, instead of 5:30, since most people close from work by 5:30, we'll start by 6. We'll do 1 hour, 15 minutes. By 7:15, we'll be through. Give the Lord a praise. Imagine praying in the evening by 6 and then praying in the midnight again. For 7 days, something will happen. Inform your friends, inform all loved ones, handbills and electronic flyers will be available, and then you just share it virally. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. If you were not connected to the midweek service of the preservation, how many of you heard the message? Go back and listen to it. Just listen to it. It's very intense. Saturday will be a workforce meeting in the morning, impartation service. All that is part of sacrifice during the fast. By 8 a.m. And then Kingdom Financial Stewards will be Monday following. And so on and so forth. Now, anywhere you are today, you are saying, Pastor, I want to make my ways right with Jesus before we take the communion and receive the blessing. I want to have my ways right with God. I want my sins forgiven. I want to rededicate myself to Jesus. Place your hand on your chest and pray after me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Everyone who prayed that prayer, pick your Bibles and bow, step forward here. While they are coming, the communion distribution is also on at the same time. Quickly come forward here. Celebrations as they come. Coming, you are bound by an addiction. You want the addiction broken. Marijuana addiction, crack addiction, smoking, drinking, gambling, masturbation, lesbianism, prostitution, fornication, every negative lifestyle, your life you are tied to. Like you to rush to the front here and surrender your life to Jesus. I'll give you again the count of 10. Keep going. 1. Two. 3. 4. 5. 6. 7. Give the Lord a big clap and a lot of shout of praise. Keep coming if you need to rededicate your life. You have given your life to Christ before. You've come out like this before, but you want to rededicate your life to Christ. I'll give you another count of 5. Let's go. 1.
If I walk, take longer with you. If I pleasure,
I made up my mind to go God's way.
I made up my mind to go God's way.
The rest of my life.
I made up my mind to go God's way.
Take your seat, counselors, just sit down. Hallelujah. Those in the front here, place your hand on your chest and pray after me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken off your life. Grace to live for God. Be released for you. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.